This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
To Emma and Peregrine, without whom nothing at all would ever get written. Past Imperfect by Julian Fellowes. Damien. Chapter 1. London is a haunted city for me now, and I am the ghost that haunts it. As I go about my business, every street or square or avenue seems to whisper of an earlier, different era in my history. The shortest trip round Chelsea or Kensington takes me by some door where once I was welcome, but where today I am a stranger. I see myself issue forth, young again, and dressed for some long-forgotten frolic, tricked out in what looks like the national dress of a war-torn Balkan country. Those flapping flares, those frilly shirts with their footballers' collars, what were we thinking of? And, as I watch, beside that wraith of a younger, slimmer me, walk the shades of the departed, parents, aunts and grandmothers, great-uncles and cousins, friends and girlfriends, gone now from this world entirely, or at least from what is left of my own life. They say one sign of growing old is that the past becomes more real than the present, and already I can feel the fingers of those lost decades closing their grip round my imagination, making more recent memories seem somehow greyer and less bright. Which makes it perfectly understandable that I should have been just a little intrigued, if taken aback, to find a letter...